Well. What do we have here? Oh, wow. I didn't mean to scare you. I wasn't expecting anyone to be awake at this hour. Hi. Yes, I'm talking to you. Who are you again? You're not my son, that's for sure. Oh, yes. Yes, he did mention something about having some friends over tonight. So I guess him and the rest of his friends are asleep. Am I right? Figures. It's late after all. I guess that makes you the last man standing at the sleepover. And how are you celebrating your victory, I wonder? Oh, yes. By watching this. By watching porn in my living room. No. Don't even try to deny it. I caught you red-handed, masturbating right here on my couch. The audacity of you men. My son invites you into our home, and you were just joking it like it was nobody's business. What's wrong with you? Didn't your mother ever teach how disrespectful that is? Oh, please. I can literally see your dick in your hands from here. You didn't even have the decency to put your cock away. Well, what do you have to say for yourself? No excuses. Not even an apology for being a disgusting pervert. Maybe I should kick you out of my house and tell your parents exactly what you did. Oh, what's the matter? I can tell by your face. You know they wouldn't approve. You don't want that, do you? So, are you going to put your dick away? Or are you just going to keep staring at me? Oh, it's cute that you think a simple apology will make it up to me. But that was a serious question. Either put that dick away or I have to admit, you have a pretty nice conch. And as pathetic as it was to catch you doing what you were doing, I can't help but notice that you're still pretty hard. And the TV is off now. So, what exactly is making you so hard? Is it me? Did you enjoy getting caught in the act, you pervert? Does the idea of having a mature woman like myself watching you stroke your cock turn you on? Is that why you never tried to put it away? You're a filthy, disgusting pervert, you know? And if you were anybody else, I would have just thrown you out of my house in a heartbeat. But I'll make you a deal. We don't have to tell anyone what you did. Mm-mm. Not your parents. Not my son. And all you have to do is exactly what I say. Understand? Good boy. Now, start stroking that dick again for me. You heard me. Stroke it. Nice and slow. I want you to really feel it. Not too fast or too hard. You wouldn't want to burst too quickly now, would you? That would disappoint me. And you don't want that. Oh, believe me. You don't want to disappoint me. Especially not if we want to keep this secret. Right? Exactly. So, find a nice and steady pace. And why don't you take that other hand while you're at it? And play with your balls. Well, go on. Fondle them for me. Yes, just like that. Oh, you know exactly how you like it, don't you? But don't forget to keep tugging on your shaft. Up and down. Up and down. I want you to keep the rhythm nice and steady for me. And remember, don't come yet. This is only the beginning. Now, while you're stroking your cock and fondling your balls, imagine in another life where you weren't such a filthy pervert, and a mature woman like myself was interested in a young guy like you. Imagine I came home and found you here on this couch. But you were a good boy instead. Do you know how I would fuck you? We wouldn't be on this couch. Oh, no, no, no. I would start by taking you to my bedroom. Oh, yeah. I would lead you by the hand down the hallway past my son's room. I would bring you to my bed and I would lay you down. Then I would have stripped out of these tight, constricting clothes. I'm wearing rather lacy lingerie, but of course, you'll need to use your imagination now. You'd strip down too. I tell you to get naked for me, and you would. Because unlike in real life, you were a good boy. Once I stripped, I would straddle you with my warm, wet pussy sitting just above your hard cock. The fabric of my panties would rub against your cock, teasing you to get even You wouldn't dare to touch me, no matter how much your body banged. Not yet. You'd be a good boy. And not this fucking degenerate that you are. Come on. Stroke a little faster for me. I would make you watch as I undress slowly and reveal my perfect body to your hungry eyes. Oh, yes. And you wouldn't be able to resist. I'd grab your hands, the hands you're currently using to pleasure yourself, and guide them up, tracing the curves of my body. Your fingers would linger along my thighs and up my waist, and cup my supple breasts, squeezing them together. All the while removing the gown, one piece at a time. Wouldn't you like that? Of course you would. Stroke faster and let me hear you moan, slut. That's it. Then I would kiss your lips, gently at first, but then more and more aggressively. Our tongues would dance, and you would taste my sweet mouth. I would taste so good. Then I would start grinding myself against your cock. Yeah, my soft, warm pussy would rub up and down your shaft, but just barely, teasing you, making you want to slide your cock inside of me. I'm sure it would feel so much better than that pathetic hand of yours. Don't slow down now. I didn't tell you to stop. I would continue kissing you and grinding against you until I felt you were ready. And when I did, I would sit up and look into your eyes. I would smile at you. And then, without warning, I would fuck you. Slowly at first, taking you all the way inside of me. Yeah, you'd hear me moan. My worm, what? Tight pussy would wrap around your hard thick cock, up and down, slowly. Oh yeah, so slowly, letting you feel every inch of me. You would watch me bounce on your cock. My breasts would be in your face. Stroke faster, yes, just like that. You would reach up and squeeze them. You would feel me getting tighter and tighter. I would fuck you, oh yes, faster and faster, bouncing on your cock, urging you to buck up into me. Oh yes, I would have you thrusting up into me as hard as you could. Yeah, you would fuck me as hard as I was fucking you. I would ride you all the way to the fucking edge. And just as you get there, I would lean down and whisper into your ear. Come. Yeah, come on, come inside me, come for me. Oh yeah, that's it, give it to me, come. Right fucking now. Oh, yes. Oh, look at you. Making a mess all over yourself. And all over my couch. How pathetic. Oh, yes. My tight pussy would have milked your cock until you had nothing left. I would have felt your warm cum shoot up into me. Over and over, again and again, until your balls were empty and your cock was completely spent. I would have taken everything. Oh yeah, and you would beg me for more. Yeah, you would still beg me not to stop and fuck you more. I suppose that was satisfying enough to watch. Though, not nearly as satisfying as the real thing would be. But it doesn't matter now, does it? Make sure you clean this up, and yourself, before my son wakes up. And do try not to be such a fucking pervert next time. Get it? Good. Sweet dreams.